Mountain meditation. Sit in a posture that is upright, balanced and still, without straining your back. Allow your eyes to gently close, or softly cast your eyes downwards. Take three deep, full in and out breaths, feeling each breath as you do so. Then, once you've done that, let your breath find its own natural rhythm. Spend a few minutes feeling your breathing. Notice you're watching the body breathing itself. You don't actually have to do anything. When you're ready, bring to mind the image of a beautiful, majestic mountain. It may be one that you've seen before, or one that you've made up in your imagination, or perhaps a combination of the two. Take your time to imagine this picture. Allow the image of the mountain to come slowly into focus. Don't worry if you don't think you're a visual person. Just do the best you can, which is absolutely fine. Stay aware of the image of the mountain. What colour is it? Does it have snow on its peak? Notice the shape of the mountain, with its peak high up in the sky, perhaps above the clouds. Notice how the base of your mountain is firmly fixed on the Earth's surface. Are there any trees growing on the side of the slopes? What sort of natural vegetation do you notice? As you see this mountain as best you can, be aware of its stability. How grounded the mountain is. Really feel the presence of the mountain, as if it's right here, right in front of you. Now allow yourself to merge into the mountain. So, in a sense, you are the mountain. Your head is the lofty peak of the mountain. The sides of your body are the slopes of this beautiful mountain. And the seat you're sitting on is where the mountain becomes one with the rest of the earth. You share the immense size, stillness, and majesty of the mountain. And you, as the mountain, view the panoramic vista around you. Your buttocks and legs represent the mountain rooted to the earth. Feel a gentle uplift in your posture, starting deep within your pelvis and spine. Upright, just like that mountain. You sit as if you are a breathing mountain, still, serene, centered, and majestic. Your presence has qualities beyond thought, beyond words. As you sit here as the mountain, you notice the sun moving across the sky, continuing changing areas of colour, light and shade. And eventually day turns into night. Overhead is a roof made of stars and wispy clouds and the bright pale moon, casting its silver light in its own delicate way. And night eventually gives way to dawn, and a new day with new possibilities and subtly different experiences. different days bring different weather. Some days cloudy, other days clear. Sometimes it rains and you see the most beautiful rainbow. Other days, bright sunlight. And through all this change that surrounds you, you remain the same. Dignified, solid, and fully centered in the present. As the days pass, the seasons change. In summer, the sun may melt most of the snow. Any trees on the slope filling up with leaves and nature are a flurry of activity. In fall, the temperatures cool and the leaves may turn into a fiery orange. And with winter may come snow. Cool winds and more clouds. This is a time for rest and hibernation for much of nature. And as winter gradually blends into spring, the activity of nature begins yet again. All this change makes no difference to you in your essence as the mountain. You're familiar with change and accept this to be just the way things are. You also know your inner being to be still, calm, solid, beyond thought, and one with the earth itself. You just sit. Even when buffeted by the most violent of storms, with its wind and rain. Just as the mountain experiences changes in each day and season, so you have different experiences with each day and season too. And sometimes you are faced with violent storms in your body and mind. Tuning into the essence of the mountain can remind you that there is a place within you that remains centered and still. Despite the seemingly huge changes that surround you. The way through life's changes and challenges is opening up with awareness. There is no experience that awareness cannot hold. In your willingness and courage to feel the cold wind and violent storms, you simultaneously open awareness to the possibility that the storm will pass. That moment by moment, change will occur and there will be another spring, after winter. Your internal weather may include draining thoughts, difficult emotions, and painful sensations. But the mountain doesn't take the weather personally. The mountain doesn't hold any grudge. The weather is simply weathering. Perhaps your internal weather is impersonal too, and part and parcel of the nature of things. A resistance to these experiences is just adding to the suffering, which takes time to see. The weather of your life is not to be ignored. Instead, you can discover the value of honouring and respecting the weather, and come to see that the awareness that holds it is also in some mysterious way peaceful and free of it. If you found some value in reflecting on the qualities of a mountain to bring you to an inner stillness, vitality, and stability, you can bring this image to mind in your meditations and daily life. Continue to practice sitting, being with your breathing and bodily sensations, until it is time for you to stop.